ANC President Cyril Ramaphosa says the land will be returned to the people of South Africa. He was engaging with traditional leaders and the faith-based community in Limpopo before the party's January 8th statement.
The issue of land, as we know, is quite complex. And a land reform program, and we propelled an amendment to our constitution in parliament that did not go through, in line with what our conference in 2017 decided. But that does not mean for the ANC is going to turn back from embarking on a rigorous land reform program that is going to make sure for the land of our forebears is returned to the people of our country. That one we are going to go ahead with, and it will happen. So we are still determined to go ahead with that. On this issue of the CPA, Community Property Association, it is a program that we are going to review because it has, yes, indeed, caused enormous problems throughout the country. It has also marginalized traditional leaders. As we have implemented it, we have now removed the role of traditional leaders who have historically, as you correctly said, being the custodians of the land of our people. But we must, however, admit that along the way, Pune Bao, who started trading in land at exorbitant prices, because they could see that, you know, there's cash to be made. So we then need to look at the issue of community property association, and look at the issue of communal land, and look at the issue of the return of the communal land to our traditional authorities. We have always overseen the land and also had custody of the land. So all these matters we will want to work with you on.
Ramaphosa also thanked the people of Limpopo for showing their support for the party during the local government elections. He commended the province for keeping the bar high in the safe return of initiates from circumcision.
Issue of circumcision, I want to give Limpopo a big round of applause for it. Lisa Tanganaba
for sending the young boys to get circumcised. And they return. In other provinces, they don't return.
What in province in Delhi, so I give you a round of applause. I just wish.
Yesterday, I said I wish I could take the traditional leaders of this province to teach others how it's done.
It is a province in Delhi. Lilo Baruta for it. Hande, Mushumo, Ushumuamia. Because there is just no need for the young boys of our country or circumcision
to go to initiation and die.
Limpopo has shown the way. And by the way, that election,
I want to thank you that in the elections you've shown that you are.
Thank you very much.
The president was scheduled to address the ANC Women's League at the Lilian Ngoyi Memorial Lecture, but the event was suspended. Here is ANC Women's League Secretary Mekgo Matuba.
We have been advised during the activity that when they look at the current situation, we are not non-compliant. Hence, we then said after their advice that even when you see as a person that here we are not complying, they have advised us correctly, and we sincerely apologize for what has happened today.
Would you describe what has happened as irresponsible on the part of the ANC Women's League?
We are not irresponsible. We are adults. We are mothers. And you see that we have ended this activity with a dignity to say, if we are not complying, it's not us who will undermine the rule of law in the country. We are not very irresponsible as the leadership of the Women's League. And we must not push the narrative that says President walk away out of this activity. It is upon the advice that he got from the security and from the leadership of the Women's League that we need to end things. And on a positive note, we'll just have to continue even if it's after January 8th, because women want to work for the African National Congress. Women are ready to take the ANC for what?
The ANC leadership is in Limpopo, warming up for the 110th anniversary of the party. For Times Live Podcast, I'm Bulelani Nongela.